Proclamation number 8335 of 22nd of November, 1962. In the hereafter only the truth brings bliss. Everything you need to mature in earthly life is presented to you. Yet time and again questions are asked, either by people on earth or by souls in the kingdom of the beyond, which I want to answer through you, my servants on earth, so that you will be able to teach again and at the same time fulfill the desire of those souls which have become hungry for light through my word, which they, too, may hear when I convey my word to you from above. Souls which are ignorantly secluded from earth are quickly receptive as soon as they have once felt the strength of my word. Yet the souls which have entered the spiritual kingdom with knowledge which is not free from error are far more difficult to dissuade from their error and to convince of the truth. Yet they keep asking questions because they, too, recognize the strength which flows to them from my word. And therefore I am always ready to answer them, so that you also have the explanation which occasions underlie the various teachings. They are often the same questions asked by those souls in the beyond who first have to free themselves from their previous thinking, who have to realize in the beyond that certain blessings they were promised on earth by their church will not be forthcoming. It is the eternal bliss expected by those who have made it their business to fulfill everything demanded by their church, who believe that by keeping the commandments, but which were issued humanly, they have received eternal beatitude and cannot understand that they are not yet blessed indefinitely. These souls must first be led to the light of truth before they can distribute it again and thereby be happy themselves. Time and again they must be made aware of the fact that love is the most important thing and that they, if they did not pay enough attention to this commandment of love on earth, must practice much love in the beyond, and they will have to practice much love for the unhappy souls around them in order to be able to partake of the truth which will only make them happy now. And this is why my instructions from above through my word will time and again be based on my divine commandments of love. You will understand that I cannot speak enough about love, both to people on earth as well as to the souls in the beyond, who are truly already of a higher degree of light and increased knowledge if they had practiced love more on earth and thereby also acquired a higher degree of knowledge. The commandments of love are the only commandments I have given on earth, and these commandments of mine are not heeded enough. On the other hand, people use all their strength to fulfill humanly decreed commandments which do not result in any spiritual success for them, and therefore they look for or expect the hoped for beatitude in the kingdom of the beyond in vain until they receive enlightenment if they don't close their minds to my words, which they, too, are allowed to hear, for my love wants to help them all to life and beatitude. This is why you, my servants on earth, also know about the importance of your mission. Even if you can record little success on earth, yet no work you do for me and my kingdom is in vain. After all, it is pursued by countless souls in the spiritual kingdom who have not yet reached the degree of maturity that they can receive my illumination directly themselves. You are constantly surrounded by these souls, and every thought which applies to me is a ray of light which they now rush towards and will always participate in as soon as contact is established between me and you, which results in the supply of my word, my flow of strength of love to earth. And I also make every soul happy which desires my address by always receiving strength and increased impetus to work with love for needy souls. Then it will also communicate itself to them and try to motivate them to likewise come to the place where a light shines. Believe that the Redeemer's work is extremely extensive and that I bless everyone who participates in it, on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. For I only want everyone to attain eternal life, and therefore I myself will convey the truth to those who desire it in order to be able to become blissfully happy. Amen.